This is Talk is Cheap on KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peace Works Independent Community Radio. All right, this week from the May Day celebration of April 26th, I went around and interviewed a few people. This is Justin Phillip, who's the Green Party candidate for Congress. And then I have a brief little thing from the Lane County Immigrant Defense Network, talking about the importance of Labor Day. And then we have Cloud Out Loud, the music of Cloud Out Loud. For about 20 minutes, they played some really incredible guitar and drums. So just the commentary for this week, you know, and please research this yourself. This is just my own observation that I'm just wondering, questioning. You know, it is true that I believe it was a faction of the Republicans that did, Ray McGovern talks about this, that they did, there was a dossier that they did try to blackmail Trump. And I'm not defending Trump in any way. They blackmail every president that goes in there. Obama, too. You know, that's why he was the deporter-in-chief and was killing people with drones, is because, and barely got health care passed, is because they basically tell you what's up as soon as you get in office. So, but I, you know, I'm just wondering why you would totally ruin the economy. And what I think they're doing, what they've always been doing, is ruining the economy so that they can tap into health care and Social Security. They want it, that's an entitlement program that they want that money. And George Carlin has said this too. They're coming for that money. They're going to figure out a way to do it. And so that's what all this is about, and why they're running the economy into the ground. And but I wonder, too, if there, and some people are kicking this around, that Trump is being blackmailed by, it's not really Israel, it's the military-industrial complex is basically who would be blackmailing him. And so I think the MAGA people are hip to this, too, though, that whether this is, and this is conspiracy theory. Anyway, but it sure looks like it, and of course they do. No president goes in there and does what he promises to do, because there's too much corporate influence on the president. So yeah, so boycott Sunnyside mushrooms, Sunnyside Washington mushrooms. What else? Yeah, Gaza. We need food relief and a military force, an international military force, to ensure food relief in Gaza. What else? The don't forget RadioForAll.net. Let's have May Day every day. And you know what? This is why I'm calling for a debt jubilee, is because they're going to run the economy into the ground, and we just got to stop them from. From taking Social Security, and they're going to have to do a debt. There's going to have to be a debt jubilee, and so also very important on this coming up, this ballot initiative, this measure 2373 is the Rights of Nature initiative that we need this passed to end the destruction of our watershed by corporate greed. They, you know, the more land you own, the more responsibility you have for that land. Most of these companies have had a lot of, you know, a 100-year run for Weyerhaeuser, and they should be, they're not doing right by their shareholders. They should be diversified long ago into hemp or solar panels or something else. In fact, I was reading a 2024 article that Home Depot, who is selling your forest, they're selling your future over there at Home Depot by selling off forest non-sustainable lumber. And even the shareholders of Home Depot tried to stop this, and they were not able to. So that's that's the type of things that we're up against, and that's what we're up against. I'm already hearing ads against this 2373, and their argument is there's going to be a bunch of lawsuits. Well, we have... Let them spend the money on lawsuits. We have public defender. We have people that will volunteer pro bono to do these lawsuits to stop clear cutting and stop ruining our watershed. So that's vote yes on 2373 here. I believe it's May 19th You should have your. I have my ballot already. It's on my ballot. I voted yes on 2373. Don't fall for the Lars Larsons of Oregon and the multinational corporate rapists have to be reined in because they're not even capitalism. They are fascism, full blown. That's what fascism is. State sponsored corporatism. All right, so thank you for supporting independent media. Yeah, you can get the PIRC hotline at PIRCOregon.org. PIRCOregon.org can tell you how to fight back against these ICE. Because what they're telling us is now they're going undercover. They're going to just do things more undercover. So we need to be even more vigilant against ICE.
Yeah. All right, so I'm here at the May Day celebration, and this is the Green Party table. So, what's the state of the Green Party? You're Justin.
Justin Phillip, yes, with the Green Party. I'm secretary, but also running for Congress in the 4th congressional district. Yes.
So, what is this? I know there's some controversy and some disarray on.
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate. I think we're actually on probably more stable ground than we've ever been in my going on 6 years of organizing the Green Party. We've probably never been in a better position than we are right now. We're recruiting candidates for governor and other state races statewide right now. We're excited. We're excited about what the Butch Ware campaign, what they're doing down in California.
Local campaigns are doing really well, but maybe not the federal campaign. It's just much more difficult.
And whose federal campaign? I'm sorry.
The presidential campaign.
The presidential campaign. Well, we came in third, which was the first time we've ever done that. So it was actually our highest finish historically ever. So outside of the two major parties, we're the most popular. Jill Stein, came in third. So that's it's a good sign. I think there's a large sentiment out there that says the public is looking for something different. I think there's polling that shows like 60 some percent of people polled want a third party. And so we're trying to build one for them.
Right, and the Republicans and Democrats have seemed to merge into just one party. They basically have the same policies. You have much different policies.
Yeah,
both the Democrats and the Republicans—they've sort of embraced corporatism.
Corporatism, in a couple of very important ways. We do think they're the same, and that they're both rooted in, they've been essentially bought by corporations and billionaires. They're owned and operated by those people, and those are the interests that they serve. And so, in very fundamental ways, they're both a problem, and we need an alternative. They both are imperialist parties. We've seen them both support genocide in Gaza, and if that's not evidence enough that we need a break from that, I'm not sure what is.
And so what policies does the Green Party have? What will you do to rein in corporations, or is there a plan to rein in corporations by the Green Party?
Oh, I mean, that's such a huge question. I don't even know where to start with that. But I think we just need to shift our priorities. And we talk about putting people, planet, and peace first. And too often, that's not what happens. I mean, again, they serve the donor class. There's been studies done that shows that Congress literally doesn't care what we think. There's no correlation between policy and public opinion. And we've seen that again with Gaza. We see that with healthcare for all. We see that in a number of ways where corporations stand in the way of what the people actually want. And so, there's nothing, we're left no alternative but to replace those people and, take them out of power and replace them.
And should people be worried? What do you tell people that are worried about the economy and their jobs, that the Greens will over-regulate things to the point where it'll mess up the economy and ruin our jobs? I'm just playing devil's advocate with you. What is your response?
Sure. Well, again, the evidence shows, we have greater and greater wealth inequality in this country because of who is controlling and calling the shots. The working class has never been in a worse position. It's hard. You can't raise a family on one income anymore. You can't take your family on vacation. You can barely afford health care and like so many other things, So the buying power of our dollars is not as good as it used to be. It's harder to put our kids through college. There's so many challenges. So I don't know. Like we're it's been a race to the bottom with the two major parties. I think we, again. you know, we're offering people a way out, and we're here today as part of this May Day event to be that working class party, to be that party for the workers.
And so, because there's, you can't just expect to work in one industry for your entire life. There, we have progress. We don't use whale oil anymore. We don't, so we need to get off fossil fuels.
Sure, sure.
And we need to get off coal, but there's going to be jobs for them. In, there's
sure, there's
be green jobs.
Yes, you make a great point. Yeah, yes, there's a green economy out there. There's there's lots of potential out there for creating jobs. You know, we are big proponents of the Green New Deal. We were the original authors of that, a very bold vision to put a lot of people to work doing the things that need to be done to actually help working Americans.
And with the war in Iran that has happened, we noticed that we don't want to be rely on fossil fuels. So this might be actually better for workers. The Green Party, green policies might be better for workers.
Yeah, if we weren't so reliant on that, we had to diversify our energy sources and get off of the fossil fuels. You know, I mean, obviously there's the science again there. I don't think anyone's really disputing the fact that there's climate change at this point. And so, like, I think we have a responsibility to future generations to do whatever we can to mitigate those effects. And, you know, the byproduct being that there's, you know, economic stimulus potential there.
All right, so you said you're running for Congress?
Yeah, 4th Congressional District.
What is your platform? What are you going to do differently? What are you going to advocate for?
Oh, man. Again, it's such a systemic-wide failure that, again, it's hard to know where to start. But we need to start by putting people in power that actually have the people's best interest in mind, and that's not what we have right now. We have two major parties that have the corporation's best interest in mind. And so, I mean, the platform it's all downstream from there, right? Universal health care, we'd like to see that. We'd like to see us stop spending so much of our tax dollars on war and militarism. You know, more than 3 out of every $5 we spend goes to war and militarism. That's like we need definitely a change in a shift in our priorities, a radical shift in our priorities, because they're so radically out of line right now in every way. So, I mean, we could have a sit down interview for 2 hours talking about that question. Yeah.
Well, so again, the green policies are labor in favor of labor.
Yes. Oh, we're definitely there. We have a platform laid out here at the table. I know the folks they're just listening and can't see, but. We talk about our healthcare, our justice system, our immigration reform, an actual platform to achieve peace, what we're going to do for the 99%, what we're going to do for the working class. And again, it's all like connected. It's all rooted in, putting the people, the planet in peace first and ahead of profits.
And wages.
Real working wages for people. The people, yeah,
so
livable wages. You
they
know,
they can afford housing.
Yeah, they can afford housing, and not have to worry about stuff. And the healthcare thing. People always ask, like, how we're going to pay for it, right? And like, few people ask how we're going to pay for all these wars. First of all, and second of all, like, a universal healthcare system is going to benefit more people. A lot of workers spend a lot of their paycheck on healthcare already. It's a huge part of what people have to budget for. So we're trying to help folks take that worry off their plate, at least there's fewer and fewer stressors in their lives.
Seems to me it would be a healthcare pool would be advantageous to businesses too, that they don't have to a bunch of individual insurance companies that they have to deal with. They just have one big insurance company, and that's not socialism to me. That's a co-op.
Absolutely,
that we all belong to.
It's a win-win. I mean, I think the businesses should be behind it, right? Because right now that they're that's something that they have to do. That's how they have to compete for workers, is through the what kind of benefits they offer them, and that's a huge burden for a lot of businesses. So we take that off of their plate too. It's just our healthcare system as it exists right now is so much like overhead, and there's so much just waste and inefficiency in the way we do things, and we have worse health outcomes, so it's not even working. So yeah, it would benefit the businesses, it would benefit the consumers, the everyday person, and we shouldn't have our healthcare tied to our employment. Like, it really is not, it's inhibiting our freedom. We talk about freedom, but we're not free to, like, change jobs without the threat of losing our health care. That's a really big one, and a lot of people, like, stay trapped in jobs they hate because of the healthcare. You know, they have to have that for their families. So if it would really free people up to like pursue the things that they care about and want to do in their lives, and that's real freedom.
All right, just a couple more questions. I just went to a lecture with the guy's name escapes me. He was an expert, ex-IDF soldier, expert on Gaza and Israel. And he literally blamed the United States. He said that it's the United States that needs to stop that war and get aid to the people in Gaza. What will the Green Party, if the Green Party gets power in our government, what will they do to get the UN to stop funding missile?
Well, Brett and I were just talking about this. Like, we need to stop pretending. We need to start using the leverage that we're pretending we don't have.
Explain that.
Well, you know, Biden would, you know, play dumb while the genocide was going on and say, like, well, there's nothing he could do. This is all Netanyahu's fault. He can't control what Israel does. While we fund them to the teeth, we refuse to use the leverage we have. And you can't honestly tell me that we don't, like, look at what we're doing in Iran right now under this administration. Like, we do whatever we want militarily. We flex our muscle whenever we want to do that. We choose not to do that in the case of holding Israel accountable. That's a choice. So if the Green Party had power, we'd use the leverage that we have, that we're currently pretending we don't have.
Biden could have stopped sending $8 billion a year to Israel that they use solely for weapons purchases.
They are dependent on our aid. So you have to ask yourself the questions, why don't they stop it? Well, then I think you're starting to get at the truth. The truth is that there's really no difference in the policy. At the end of the day, Israel policy is American policy. And it's bipartisan. It's consistent from a Democratic administration to a Republican administration. And again, that's like the case for the Green Party, is because they're both rooted in this imperialism. They're so deeply rooted in it, you can't reform. They're irredeemable.
And you don't have to answer this. This is rhetorical, but I would like to see something done about the defense contractors in this country. Why do we have so many defense-based industries? Let's switch those over. Even if you want to shoot rockets to Mars or whatever, I'd rather you do that than make bombs.
Well, Dwight Eisenhower was a Republican president who warned us against the military-industrial complex, and now look at where we are. Like, we're so far from that.
All right, so, and then I'm trying to wrap it up, but the only beef I have on you is when I asked the Green Party about Gaza, I mean about Ukraine and Gaza, you didn't really have an answer in the past. I mean, we've covered Gaza. I think you've got...
I have my own opinions about it, but they're not very popular in a lot of leftist circles, you know?
I mean, we should have taken the Minsk Accords when we had the chance and get...
I'm in favor of
we
diplomacy.
Should abolish NATO.
Yes, I'm in favor of diplomacy that's going to save lives, you know, and I think we have to be honest about the West's role in that whole thing. It doesn't make me an apologist for Putin or anyone.
No,
like
but
that.
Russia is our friend. Putin might not be our friend, but Russia is not our enemy, are they?
I mean, we seek a cooperative nature with all nations, you know, and I think that's the way we should approach things. But that's not the way our government has typically behaved, right? We typically behave in a global dominance way. Like, so, you know, our hegemony is first and foremost globally. That's what our priorities are, and that's what guides our behavior. It's the only way our behavior makes sense.
Right.
So, but
you
we
can
seek,
almost predict it if you understand that. You predict our next move.
For sure. So, but we seek a more cooperative sort of spirit with nations globally. We don't have to be perpetually at war with one another. It doesn't serve the interests of the everyday people. The people of Ukraine are the ones suffering. And so these people are like, a lot of them are, you know, abandoning their... you know, their posts, like, they don't want to die for the ruling class. I think we could have ended it a long time ago. It was a choice. We chose not to because we wanted to weaken Russia. That was our goal. Not to save lives or not to, like, protect democracy in Ukraine, because we meddle in regime change all the time. We don't care about democracy. You can't tell me that the United States government, the way it behaves, is truly concerned with that.
Well, and ultimately, it's for cheap access to resources and weapon sales.
Absolutely. Ukraine is, Ukraine is caught in a tug of war between Russia and the West for its resources, and unfortunately it's the working class Ukrainians that are paying the price.
All right, anything else? How does people support you?
Check me out at justinforcongress.com with the number 4, like the district I'm running in, justinforcongress.com. There you can find links to like social media and stuff like that. Follow us there, please. If you like what I stand for, please, I would accept it. I'd be happy to have your endorsement. There's a place on the website you can endorse the campaign. And we're trying to build something so we could use some help.
And I want to talk about May 1st, this Friday, the General May Day Strike. I want to talk about what's going to be happening and how it is the end to a new beginning. It'll be a day when we show the people of Eugene and Springfield that we are unified and that we're taking back control of this oppressive system. May 1st is International Workers' Day. Working people are the foundation of our society, and yet we are stuck in a system where we have to fight for the most basic of needs. We have to be constantly alert, watching out for billionaires and corporations who will do anything in their power to give us less. Some people are starting to believe the lie that we can't do anything about it. We're here to remind people that we have power and we can shut down this corrupt system. I'm a newer organizer, but in my short time of being here, I've seen real change and real growth in our communities. A switch is being flipped in people's minds. I think back to our outreach I did on January and consider what it looks like now. The businesses that used to say they didn't get involved in politics now have to remember the No Kings protest. They have to remember what happened January 30th, and they ultimately have to ask me, what day is that happening again? So, May 1st is also the 20th anniversary of the May 1st 2006 Day Without an Immigrant Mega March that defeated the racist Sensenbrenner immigration reform bill. That bill would have made it a felony to be undocumented in the U.S. or to help an undocumented person. In response to this bill, a giant sleeping giant woke up. Millions of immigrant workers and their families built a protest movement, culminating in the general strike on May 1st. Millions stayed home from work and school and did not shop. Many immigrant businesses and businesses that rely on immigrant labor closed, often whether they wanted to or not. Half of the mega meat processing plants in our country, like Tyson or Purdue, shut down for the day. Obviously, the Sensenbrenner bill died almost immediately. This shows the power of a one-day strike as the end of one story. But really, it's just the beginning. These companies and the government responded not because they couldn't survive that one day, but because of the threat that it represented. People willing to sacrifice, fight, be in solidarity, and act united, even for one day, might start to learn, to really learn about the power they really have. It revived the celebration of May Day on a mass scale in the U.S. The current campaign and the LCIDN started last year as a response to the ICE raids. We've made our voices heard loud and clear at the federal buildings, where many organizations now occupy the space on a regular basis. And because of our inspiring work in Minneapolis on January 23rd, and the call that went out from the students to expand the shutdown nationwide, the following week, which ultimately defeated the ICE surge in Minneapolis, local organizations were ready for the call to organize a local shutdown of business as usual on January 30th, where over 75 local businesses closed down. The Day Without an Immigrant campaign has built a community and laid the groundwork for a greater struggle tomorrow. We are feeling a wave of hope, a rise of hope that's rooted in our community, a hope grounded in the understanding that we can stand up for each other. We are active, we are watching, and we are growing. I invite every single person here to participate in May 1st, the nationwide shutdown. No school, no work, and no shopping, and show that we have the power. Thank you.
Thank you!
Woo! Let's give it up for Miguel and the LCIDN! Woo! Woo! Oh. What's up, everybody? I sit at my piano, wonder the while we're by, and the lilacs drink the water, and the lilacs die, and the lilacs drink the water, marking the slow, slow, slow passes. I get so angry, baby, at something you might say. I'm about an awful stranger, work my way through the brain. Running like a silent movie, running like a violent song. Running like a voice compelling, so right it can be. If I'm a broken record riding in the dust, babe, I feel myself back up like I used to do. And if my bones are made of delicate sugar, I won't end up anywhere good without you. Sparse existence, I'll drop down in the fold, lean into an urgent falter, spin silence into gold, run it like the crop of kismet, run it like a dilettante, I run it like I'm happy, baby, like I got everything I want. If I'm a broken record, ride it in the dust, babe, I fill myself back up like I used to do. And if my bones are made of delicate sugar, I won't end up anywhere good without you. I won't end up anywhere good without you. Thank you.
is work, friend is work, and work is work. Love is work, body is work, creation is work, and work is work. And I am work, but I have worked, and I will work. And you are work. Such a beautiful, beautiful world. Clarity is work. Desire is work, expression is work, and work is work. Discipline is work, honor is work, acceptance is work, and work is work. And I am work, but I have worked, and I will work. Such a beautiful, beautiful world. Such a beautiful, beautiful world. Isolation work, integration work, respiration work, communication work, imagination work, reparation work, transformation work, liberation. Such a beautiful, beautiful world. Such a beautiful, such a beautiful way. Hey, 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 hey. Thank you. Give it up for Bryce on the drums. I'm Cloud. Here again, with the dark and the glare. to this guy, but you don't know what it means. Don't know what it means, and I say, yeah. We could ask for more. Nature is a whore. Bruises on the fruit. Everything in bloom, yeah, is the one who likes all our pretty songs. And he likes to sing along, and he likes to shoot his gun. He's the one who likes all our pretty songs, and he likes to sing along, and he likes to shoot his gun, but he don't know what it means, don't know what it means, don't know what it means, don't know what it means.
Thanks, y'all.